across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
All right, it's a great pleasure to welcome into the studio my second guest of the afternoon. It's Kerry Norman from Burwash Manor. Very good afternoon to you, Kerry.
Good afternoon.
Okay, now, we've got an Apple Day coming up. This is not your first one, though, is it?
No, Burwash Manor's been doing an Apple Day for in excess of 15 years now, for the same charity. Originally, it was started and it was low-key for the family, and it's just grown and grown over time, and we have between 3,000 and 5,000 people through the gates on that
Good
one day
Lord.
Of the year now.
So this is on Saturday. This is Saturday week, 12th of October.
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
So we've got a little bit of time, yeah. So what is an Apple Day? What's involved?
We have activities for both the adults and the children. Mainly, we have the East of England Orchard and Project Apples, Orchards and Projects experts there who encourage you to please bring apples from your gardens, from your orchards. They are trying to find the lost variety of apples that have been lost over the generations. They ask that you bring an apple with the stalk and the leaf to have it identified, and hopefully it will be one of the lost varieties.
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? I mean, I used to live in a house which had an apple tree in the back garden, and I mean, by and large, the animals seem to get to them first. I don't think I ever did manage to eat one off of it. But it is a bit of a trick. People say, oh, so what sort of apple is it? No idea. And whoever it was who originally planted it was long gone, generations back. And so what you're saying is that's quite a common thing, and there could be some hidden varieties, lost varieties out there, are there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they are so excited when they find one of these lost varieties. So it's just a wonderful thing for them to have you bring them your apples from your garden or your orchard.
Okay, now you do mention orchard. So do you go beyond apples as well?
I think they've opened it up more broadly to find other varieties of fruits as well, plums, pears. I'm not sure whether they're able to do that on Apple Day. That would be something I would have to look into, but we're mainly focused on the apples at Burwash on Saturday.
All right, and of course you've got the eating varieties, you've got the cooking varieties as well out there. So
you have, and we also juice them on the day as well. So if you have an abundance of apples, please bring them in their bagfuls, and we can juice them, and you can take your own apple juice home with you.
Oh wow!
We do have apple juice there. We will be juicing apples all day on site that you can have a cup of, or you can take a 2-litre container home with you to enjoy it at home also.
And I guess you are too. These might be good for ciders and things like that as well.
Yes, yep. We have a few cider stalls there as well on the day. And we have a gin bar coming this year as well, which I'm highly excited about.
Because that all mixes. There's any excuse to mix fruit, isn't it? As soon as the gin people are, whatever they see, we can put gin with that.
Exactly. I've specifically asked them to do an apple and blackberry gin for us this year on Apple Day.
Oh, wow.
So I shall have to wait till the end of the day to enjoy my apple and blackberry gin.
Yes, I can imagine. All right, so what sort of other stuff's going on?
So we have a variety of craft workers. So we have the Wimpole craft workers coming. We will have cookery demonstrations between 12 and 2 on the Saturday, apple-themed cookery demonstrations. We have Foxcott Fencing coming, the Wildlife Trust, RSPB, Wonderwood are coming to do a demonstration of their beautiful willow woven fencing.
We had those guys in a couple of weeks ago. We're talking Tim and Duncan, aren't we?
We are, yes.
They were amazing characters. Yeah. And when you talk about the designs of some of the tree houses and things they all get involved, that Duncan gets involved in,
yes,
as well, it's like, yeah, wow, if I was a kid, I'd want one of those.
That's
in fact,
right.
As an adult, I want one.
So Duncan is artisan structures.
Yep.
And he will also be there on the day with a beautiful tree house.
And as you say, and Tim's fences, it's art, what,
yes,
he does.
Yes, yes, it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Okay, now Burwash is always well known for its food, so as you say, you've got plenty of food on the go on the
day. We have Steak and Honour coming, Wandering Yak, Vargas Brothers, Kura Kura are coming, so you can have a curry if you like. We have the Flock Cafe that are always on site, and the Larder Delicatessen, and we have some pizzas, and we have sweets as well. We have Tony's Ices is coming, the Churros van, and we have gourmet brownie coming as well.
Oh, my goodness, so, mate. There's no excuse to go home without a full tummy on this one, is
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. And, of course, toffee apples.
Of course.
We'll have toffee apples.
Are you still allowed to do those? I mean, goodness me, everything nowadays seems to be taken away. All the fun that I had as a kid seems to be taken away. Toffee apples were absolutely classic in my day.
They were, and we haven't had any for a couple of years. You can't make them yourself because obviously the toffee has to get quite hot. Mm. But we have Birch's Fun Fair coming for the children, and they've agreed to bring some toffee apples for us.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that'd be lovely. Well, I'll tell you what, I must be coming along. Now, this is a charity event, am I right in saying?
That's right. So, historically, we have always raised money for the Sick Children's Trust at this event.
Right.
And I think I'd be right in saying that to date we've managed to raise over £50,000.
Wow.
We raised just under 6,000 the year before last, and we raised just over 6,000 last year.
That's very good for a day's work, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
And for those who don't know, what does the Sick Children's Trust do?
So the Sick Children's Trust are a charity that provide accommodation for families of children that are in hospital long term. So they will provide a flat for the parents or the close family to be able to live in and have more of a family environment to aid the child's healing.
Hmm.
And to make life just a little bit easier at such a difficult time.
Yeah, so they've got a couple of places up on the Addenbrookes campus.
They do.
I mean, the people who live far away, they can just be a couple of minutes walk from the children's ward rather than maybe a 100-mile round trip, which
That's
is often
right.
the case, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's invaluable work that they're doing, keeping families together at a time when you really do need to be together, don't you?
It's really important, yeah. really important for the children's well-being to be able to have their parents there.
Excellent. All right, well, let's hope you raise loads of money. If people want to come along and find out more, what happens on a day? Is it free to get in or is there an entry charge?
So there's an entry fee of £4 per adult. Under-12s are free. And make sure you bring some cash with you as well because some of the activities are chargeable.
Right.
We have free activities, the cookery demos. Jezzo is there performing, the children's entertainer. He'll be doing performances all day.
Oh, marvellous.
Which the children love.
Well, the adults are pretty good.
Absolutely.
Come on, children, let's go and watch the magician.
We have Molly dancers that will be doing demonstrations all day as well. There'll be music, live music. But we also have activities that will need to be paid for as well,
right.
i.e. we have a fun fair there, pony rides, Bourne Pottery will be there making apple tiles, so you can make your own apple tile. We have a steam railway. We also have, very exciting, we have a man called Devil Stick Pete coming this
year. Sorry, Devil Stick Pete?
Devil Stick Pete.
And what does Devil Stick Pete do?
He is a circus performer.
Right.
And you will have the opportunity to be able to go into his tent and have a go at circus tricks.
Oh, my goodness.
On stilts and juggling, etc. We also have tractor rides going every hour around the farm. We're an organic farm, Burwash Manor. We're not just shops. We're also an organic farm.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to take a tractor ride around the farm and hear all about the farm.
Wow.
And the farming operation, what we grow. We have animals there as well. So that's a really nice thing to do.
It's a real chance to immerse yourself in the countryside. All these townies listening here, all stuck in the city walls of Cambridge. It's a real excuse to get out into the fresh air for
it's
a day,
wonderful.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. We've got an assault course coming as well. We'll have an assault course. There's a raffle, tombola. We have 17 independent businesses at Burwash.
Mm-hmm.
And each of them have donated a prize for the raffle.
Wow, because there's some really nice, I mean, there are some real treats amongst your shops there,
yes.
aren't there? Some lovely stuff.
Yeah, and unique.
Yes.
Really unique.
And of course, with Christmas just around the corner, if you win something, you think, well, it's not quite my thing, but I know someone who'd like that.
Exactly. Could yes.
be, and of course, it is a great chance for Christmas shopping as well, but the shops will be open, I take it, will
all
they?
All the shops will be open, yes, all the shops will be open. The event itself opens at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And goes on till 4, but usually if the weather's nice, it runs on a bit more than that.
Oh,
a bit
that's
longer.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't get round everything, can you? You're
gonna have to... how much you get stuck into the cider or the gin, I suppose.
And I'm really impressed by this because you were telling me this isn't your day job, is it, organising this?
No. I'm a bookkeeper by trade.
But this is your second year of doing it.
Well, this is the first year of running it. Myself and my colleague, Angela Hall, took on running it this year. We had a lovely lady called Emma Tester had run it for the two previous years.
Right.
And the family had run it up until then. But there's so much going on at Burwash, it's hard for them.
I was going to say, it's huge fun for you, and it's a great way to get out of the office a bit, isn't it? Get away from that computer screen.
Absolutely.
And get out amongst it all.
We've been painting chalkboards all morning.
What a wonderful way to spend a day. What could possibly wrong with that? Yeah. All right, so this is Saturday week. This is Saturday the 12th of October. Starts at 10 o'clock, runs through till 4. I mean, parking's not an issue up at your place either,
no,
is it? It's dead easy.
Free parking. Free parking on site, and we will have car parkers to make sure that you go to the right area.
OK, is it on the website if people want to find out more?
It's on the website and it's on the Facebook page. So if you wish to go to Burwash Manor's Facebook page or Instagram, it's on there as an event and it gives you all the details that you need. You can always message us if you have any questions. Or if you want to email, you can email events@burwashmanor.co.uk.
Fantastic. It sounds like a really great day.
I love Apple Day. We just need to really hope that the weather's nice.
And if people hearing it, so there's kind of a wet weather provision,
yeah,
is there?
You'll be
fine.
You know what? Your skin's waterproof. You just need to put a coat on.
As a friend of mine said, there's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing, isn't it? So just wear a coat and a hat.
Absolutely. Well, worst comes to the worst, you go into the circus tent, don't you?
Well, that's what you do. You're absolutely right. Learn a new trick while you're at it. Learn some new skills. So there we are. Look, it's all in aid of the Sick Children's Trust as well, which is right here on our doorstep on the Addenbrookes campus. So this is money well raised as well. So it's important that we support it. So there we are. Date for your diary. Next Saturday, the 12th of October, 10 till 4, at Burwash Manor. So just out on the A603, just out to the west of the city. Kerry, it's been lovely to meet you. Good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be a great day. You and Andrew sound like you've got it covered and it's going to be a great day. And do let us know how much you raise, won't you?
We will. Please bring your apples.
Oh, yeah, don't forget your apples, because you'll find out just what that was growing in the corner. It might just be that one last remaining species that we need. Or you could have something which, you know, this is edible, but it makes even better cider and even better apple pies.
Exactly.
Thank you, Kerry. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
That's Kerry Norman from Burwash.